I bought a transit van back in the 70s, very slowly, about 60 miles an hour on the motorways, and all the children started calling it Betsy. Come on, Betsy, get going.
It was ordered by JP Knight of London, but they sold it whilst it was being built at Drapple Engineering, and Scots bought it. Well, JP Knight's daughter was Gillian Knight. A Berkham Sands, that's name after a sandbank.
It was called a Doris Thomas.
What the guys were discussing here weren't the names of their children or relatives. These were the names of something that once you start doing it, it seems to take over your entire life. Muller boats.
I've got at least 20 in the house, and I've got others in my workshops.
This is John. He's obsessed with muller boats since he can remember. So 50 years ago, he decided to join the Hull Muller Boat Club, an organization that brings people together that share the same obsession. Handmade boats. 28 members count the Hull Muller Boat Club by now, and the numbers of joining people increases from one week to another. That in turn means Linda, the club's very own secretary, won't run out of work.
Organise events, send out newsletters, keep everything running sort of smoothly, making notes of things when we're anywhere to help for later things for us. We have club meetings once a month, so I've got paperwork to do for the club meetings, like agenda sheets and progress reports and reminding club members what's coming up, the different events in which each month. And
not just Linda enjoys her responsibilities. Lewis, one of the most ambitious club members, can find great benefits from being a member of the Hull Model Boat Club. To share his passion for boats is just one great thing out of his long membership.
Since I've joined the club, which is only 5 years ago, my life has changed quite a lot. I lost my wife a few years ago, so I live on my own, and when I joined the club I found that there was a bunch of really great lads and lasses in the club, so it's more like a family to me.
Another interesting fact is the club trophy. This was sponsored by the treasury of the organisation, and Linda will now explain how it can be won.
Well, we have club races here, and we also have Kelsey Cup, which that trophy is for the Kelsey Cup with Peapod Yachts, and that's where club members sail the yachts and race, and so do people that come to Kelsey. They've got their own yachts, and that trophy was donated by our treasurer Jeff Cundall, and up to now we've had one winner, and that's Alan Spicer.
But getting a boat ready for competitions like that can take a while, according to John.
About 18 months, but it's not totally completed to this day. No model boat ever is. You've always found something that you can be doing on them.
And even if you don't want to compete with others, there are enough reasons to join the club. Which ones? John seems to know a bit more about that.
I like to think we're a friendly bunch. Help, advice. We go on coach trips, car shares. I think it's next month we'll be on a badge from Gull called Sobriety. We have a trip out on that. All that sort of thing. We go to model boat exhibitions, should I say. We show at these exhibitions as well. We're just an happy bunch, I suppose.
And in case you are curious now, let's find out from Linda where you can see the members of the club out and about this summer.
We visit other clubs like Gull, Bridlington, Kirklees, which is in Batley, York, Doncaster. We go all around, and on our website we've got an events list.
For more information, just visit www.hullmodelboatclub@webs.com and find out more about the intention of the club, the members, and how you can join and be a member to experience all of that. Doris Iran for 105.3 Seaside FM.